Here's what you missed on Kennedy Malloy. Don't miss out on some great low and slow barbecue tips and recipes. Hit up the low and slow zone at barbecuesgalore.com.au. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Sure is. Welcome to the big Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy. We've broken the back of the week again, and we're on the homeward trail.
ScoMo,
our new Prime Minister. Get your own thing, you cheapskate. Sculling beers is hawkies, always has been, always will be. Find another way to endear yourself to the public. We'll help you out with a few ideas.
We will indeed. We've also got some really huge guests on our show today. We've got Will Anderson coming in and also Matty Preston's jumping
Matt
on board.
Big Matt Preston.
We're going to have a great catch up, talk
What's
about
he done?
Some food.
He's punched out another book, hasn't he?
No, he's got another book out. Good recipes in it. We'll sit down and have a good chin wag with him.
Hey, we're going to throw the lines open and talk to you about your housemates. And in particular, sleepovers. What's the etiquette? When is it appropriate to meet someone for the first time?
And this came about because one of our own producers had an experience the other day. We're going to get Whitney to talk about it and why we want to find out your opinion
we'll
as well.
We'll get to the bottom of that. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. There's so much to get through on the big program.
And you've got the Thursday front bar coming up tonight on Channel 7.
Thank you, Jane. I have an 8:30. It's Channel 7, it's Front Bar Melbourne Cup special.
That'll be good. I need to get some real tips. Will that be coming from your show?
No, it wouldn't be. Well, Francesca Camani's on, so she knows a bit about the GGs.
She knows lots about them. She's very glamorous.
Loads of good guests. You know, I was trying to think of, as you know, the Birdcage. Can you remember where was your favourite international guest? You know, every year someone, and I haven't heard of anyone for this year. Does anyone
know? I know.
Who is it?
Scott from the Kardashians is coming out, you know, the loser.
Scott Disick. It's none of the big guns.
No.
None of the big ones.
I was about to say, I remember when Paris Hilton came out.
Paris Hilton, that was a good one.
But Millsy. See, she's not such a big... Poor Millsy. Yeah. He's never going to live that down, is he?
I don't think so. It's all I think. There's Paris Hilton.
Who else?
There was Jack Klugman.
Oh, really?
Well, again,
Quincy. They flew Quincy out.
I'm saying Millsy's the equivalent of that today, hey, sure.
Well, my favourite of all time was seeing Snoop Dogg in the Lavazza marquee. I just thought, okay.
Yes, I loved that.
Here we go. I think, did Tommy Lee come out?
He did.
Yes.
Okay, Tommy.
He did too.
That'd be good to see Tommy Lee in a morning suit.
Yes.
And his penis out.
Nicole Kidman came out. She dressed up as Eliza Doolittle from My Fair Lady when she went to the races. Right.
What about the royals? Have we had many royals?
Surely Princess Margaret must have come out here in her heyday.
And I think Camilla was in the fifth one, yeah. Hey, it is. All right.
Oh, no, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. You're wearing suits. You're dressing up for the show tonight.
Well, yeah, we'll probably pop on a suit and a tie, I think, and then we'll just gradually maybe throw up on it about halfway. See what happens. It's going to be fun. I love the Spring Carnival. Are you going out to any days?
I'm going to this time. I've got a lot on in my house. We've got lots. Right. We've got exams. We've got camps. And I don't think it's going to do for mum to swan around. You know.
All right. Dave, what about you?
I won't be going to any of them.
Yeah, you'll be going down the TAB in your Trekkie decks.
Exactly what I'll be doing.
With
my people.
On your shirt.
That's it. Parker gets out the front.
Sounds good.
Kids in the car.
Have you got a nap bet? Have you got a nap bet?
A nap bet?
A bet.
No, I don't. Yeah.
No, when are your tips, I think.
Yeah, we do.
All right.
Hey, we're going to come back and talk about our Prime Minister trying to be one of the peeps.
No, mate. Get your own things.
Yeah, it's not doing it for me either, I'm afraid.
All right, well, we're here thanks to Barbecues Galore, where some things are better low and slow. Get into Barbecues Galore. It is the home of low and slow barbecue.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
This makes my blood boil. Now, Scott Morrison's gone out of his way to be the cool, hip, best friend Prime Minister we've ever had. We've had video journals and we've had, you know, him putting like rap artists on his blog or whatever he calls himself. But this is the most desperate attempt to try and garner support with Australia and ordinary people.
Fill us in what happened.
Well, he's just gone and stolen, lock, stock and barrel, something that's become hawkies over many generations, which is going to the cricket and sculling a beer.
You don't think another PM is allowed to do that once it's been done?
I'm pretty sure that's what you're known for.
That's your thing.
That's what it is.
So, I agree with you,
so
by the way.
You can't just go and go, oh, you know what I'm going to do now, get the crowd together, put me on the big screen while I scull a beer. It's not It's not a Prime Minister tradition. It was a Bob Hawke tradition. So to me, it just smacks of desperation and lack of vision.
Say where he was.
Her ideas. Well, he was at the Prime Minister's 11 match, Australia v South Africa. Her camera's Manuka Oval. Small crowd, but it doesn't matter. You just don't go and help yourself to someone else's signature move. Now, Australian, I know why he's doing it, but Australian Prime Ministers have a rich history of doing this. They've all, over time, developed their own thing. Kevin Rudd went to strip clubs. That was his thing. Yep,
right,
just
so
been to scores. Just been to scores in, in New York.
Yeah, I own
that's
it.
That's my thing.
Says.
I go to strip clubs. If you see ScoMo coming out of a strip club in New York, you'll be going, oh,
well, that's not on
dude,
either.
Get your own thing. All right, John Howard sitting up in tracksuits watching telly.
Yeah,
that is as uniquely John Howard. If I see ScoMo sitting up watching a World Cup.
Yeah.
Didn't Malcolm Turnbull try to do that in his tracksuit in a fake TV room?
He did. He set it up to look like his house. It was his office. There were leads everywhere.
And power walking too was John Howard's thing too.
I'll pay that one as
running
well.
Running is Julie Bishop's thing. I mean, she hasn't been
well,
prime
she's
minister,
not a prime minister, so we'll park it. Right. Malcolm Fraser turning up in the lobby with no pants on. That is how he ingratiated himself to the Australian people.
Right.
These are all got their own. Harold Holt disappearing.
Yep.
Doing a runner. Yep. Getting out of town. That's his one. Tony Abbott eating
this?
A whole onion.
Oh, that's
right. That's as close as he ever came. It's as close as he ever came. Have we got some footage of that? I don't understand what ScoMo thinks he's doing. If Hawkey had a few because
he had the yard glass.
He also put a jacket on over another jacket after Australia won the America's Cup. Have we got the audio there? I think
we've got him sculling a beer at the cricket.
This is him.
Yeah,
Tom Hawke on the left there, ex Prime Minister of Australia. Known him for 40 years, and he loves doing this every year. He's bought his own beer today. The crowd get behind him to sort of say, rightio, Bob, get it down in one. Here he comes. Go on, Bobby, show us your technique. Here he goes, simple. Doesn't sip it, he gets it down in one. Look how quick he is. Well done, Bob. Great work. Super stuff, Bob.
But that was only recently, gold. Wasn't it? And, Bob's getting on.
And it got harder and harder for Bob, but we still demanded he do it.
I know.
The last one, I didn't think he was going to make it.
I know, I was
about
worried
to cark it about halfway in. But he got it done, ScoMo.
Get your own thing, ScoMo, that's what we're saying.
133353, what should it be? I don't know, I'm riding a mechanical bull. To see ScoMo.
I can see him doing that.
Sit back in his own rooms in Parliament, in his office.
Mechanical bull
in the office, and he just lets one rip. What about moonwalking? So every time he's just leaving a press conference.
Okay.
Leaving a press conference, crossing the floor in Parliament. He can moonwalk.
Sounds good.
Lighting his own farts. I mean,
Now you've gone too far.
Why?
I think that's Prime Ministerial.
How's that different from sculling a beer?
That is not Prime Minister. That's not the kind of Prime Minister I want.
I'm not sure that you're right there.
Really?
Right. You got any ideas? Hit it, Dave.
I don't mind the blue flame of the fart lighting. That's not bad.
What about writing a country western song, putting out a single? Like, you know, a good white Australian down to
sort of Kid Rock kind of sound about it.
Country song,
it's a lot of effort.
Oh, really?
For lighting farts.
What about wearing a kilt?
Wearing a kilt? That's a good one.
One off.
Not
he
bad.
Can wear a kilt.
Yeah.
To after dark functions. Black tie, he wears a kilt.
Like Jimmy Barnes does.
ScoMo. In free ball.
All right.
Let's be our first.
He wants to. Freeballing Prime Minister.
Freeballing Prime Minister. Give us a call, 133353. What should ScoMo do to get his own thing?
This is Kennedy Malloy.
ScoMo, get your own thing.
That's right. Every Prime Minister wants to endear himself to the Australian public. It's not easily done. You've got to find a hook.
Yeah.
Bob Hawke's was sculling beer, not yours, ScoMo. So ScoMo's going on and sculled a beer in front of a cricket crowd. Not flying.
He put it on top of the empty cup on top of his head. I don't think that's very Prime Ministerial. I know it's tradition.
Sculling the world's fastest yard glass isn't either.
Oh, okay,
necessarily.
That's classy.
Or perhaps ending up in a foyer in your underpants. Well, no pants.
Pants.
So these are all the things that prime ministers have done, eating a whole onion or watch overnight sport in your tracky dacks or go to strip clubs in New York. Everyone finds
ScoMo
a hook.
ScoMo needs his own thing.
Let's
and we've asked you to give suggestions. Hello, Fred.
Hello, how are you going?
Really good, Fred. What is your suggestion for our Prime Minister?
I'm down the Riverina. It's nearly 40 degrees.
Wow.
It's pretty good, and there's a bit of a hot wind blowing.
Yep.
And some of the guys are shearing down here, so I thought the Prime Minister might come down and grab the bog eye.
Shear a ram.
Well, I reckon a Bordelester ram. They're big.
Bordelester. They got the big. They got the big curly horns.
Yeah, they're pretty cranky, and I reckon our local member Michael McCormick could just come and skirt the
border. Oh, okay.
Shearing a ram will do it. It's a subject of a great. It's a Tom Roberts.
Yes.
Painting, I think you're right.
From the Heidelberg School, it's one of the all-time greats. It's a signature Australian move.
I think that's actually a very, in fact,
prize.
ScoMo's listening now. Yep. He's going to get one of them rams.
Start with a lamb.
Kennedy Malloy prize pack for you, Fred.
Well, yeah, well done, Fred. Keep cool.
All right.
Hello, Gary. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm excellent. Thank you.
Go for it.
We haven't had a lot of time to study this man, but I think he's nearly outgrown his hair.
Yes.
So I'm thinking that he could form the ScoMover.
Now that is very eloquent.
Develop a ScoMover.
I love it.
Me too.
Oh, mate, that'd do it for me. If he started shaving on one side.
It's called a ScoMover.
And downstairs he could have a ScroMo.
Oh, Gary. Well, we better give Gary a prize.
Very
innovative.
This is what it is. You've got to work out how to endear yourself to the Australian public. Something as simple as this could get you across the line.
Yeah, that's right.
At an election, could break it wide open. Joe's on the line. Joe, what do you suggest our Prime Minister do to endear himself to the Australian public?
Yeah, I reckon he should start bubbling.
Right, okay, bubbling.
I'm glad you've amused yourself, haven't you, Joe?
I'd
like to see it. Maybe on maybe when they release the budget. It could be his big finish.
Literally.
It could be like the Australian version of the Trevi Fountain.
No, I'm not buying that one. Thanks, Joe.
I'd happily see that.
Major laugh.
Chris.
Hello, yeah,
Chris.
How are you?
Good.
Yeah, what should he do, mate?
I reckon you should find the footsteps of Dan Ricardo and do a shooey.
A shooey?
Oh, yeah.
But it's Dan's.
But what if he does like an Italian loafer style?
Yes.
Aussie with a Dunlop.
Dunlop.
And a shoe. Yes. Well, it's not a prime. No prime minister's made a shoe.
No, that's true. It's pretty good.
If he went to the United Nations and dropped a shoe.
Yeah, impressive.
I reckon the Australian public would go, cool. Well, that's right.
Yeah,
good thinking anyway.
Neil.
Hello,
how you going, Neil? Yeah, good.
Yeah. I reckon he's built for a cracking belly flop.
A belly flop.
Yeah. Off the high board.
At a local pool. Yeah, that's got
to
be a...
Probably to do it at the next election.
Mate.
That would be pretty funny.
A horsey off the side and then to finish a big belly flop.
In his Speedos.
Mate, that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's how he opens Parliament every year.
Wooshka.
Bang.
Yeah, there I like that. Thanks,
a belly
Neil.
Flop. These are all good ideas.
One more. I think we've got time for. G'day, Harry. How you doing?
Yeah, good. I reckon he should have a fight with a big red kangaroo in the outback.
Ah, boxing match for the kangaroo.
Now, I like your thinking.
Put on the gloves and watch him get clawed like a pig.
There you go, ScoMo.
Well done, everyone.
There is some of the great thinking this country can come up with. We want to find you something. We're doing our best.
Yeah.
Send them in on socials if you've got any more, and keep them coming.
At kennedymalloy.com.au. All right, more to come, including Will Anderson and Matt Preston.
This is Kennedy Malloy, your new way to drive home.
Wow, people have gone mad for the ScoMo ideas. People are sending them in from everywhere. Keep them coming.
Yeah.
You know what I think would be a good one?
What's that?
Doing a duet with Daryl Braithwaite, Horses. At every
becoming a little darling bit.
It's very hot right now.
You up.
That'd be great. Hey, we've been joined in the studio by one of our producers, Whitney. Hello, Whitney. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Hey. You told us a story in the office the other day, and it's fascinated us ever since. We're marvelling at what the proper etiquette is. Explain what happened to you in your house.
Okay, so I live with two very healthy men in their 30s.
Sure.
That are
Why are you saying
single?
They're healthy?
I have a lot of visitors come over.
Active.
Active. Okay.
Very active. There's a bit
they're
of
getting
a,
it. Yes, getting a bit.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
So one
bit of
them
passing
went,
trade.
One of them went on a date on one night this week, and he got up to go to work as I'm making breakfast in the morning, and he just goes, "Oh, she's still in my room. I've got to go to work. But don't worry, she's all right.
So this is someone, have you met this person
before?
No, I've
not.
Okay, so he's obviously had a great night. He's come home. He's
she hasn't got the hint and has stayed there. Well.
Or she's feeling very comfy.
He's pulled a bird, I think is the local way of saying it. And so
as
he's leaving, he said, by the way, I've got to go to work. She'll be right. Yeah. Don't worry. She's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are you thinking at that stage?
Well, I'm thinking, it's fine because I've got an hour and a half before I have to go to work.
Yeah.
I'll make brekkie. She'll get up and leave. It's fine. That hour and a half passes. She hasn't left the room.
Oh.
I was like, do I knock on the door?
Wow.
Do I make her a
Because
cuppa?
You want to go to work and you don't want to leave the house with somebody you don't know in the house.
I had to. I had to get to work. So I left a stranger.
See, I don't think that's
in my house.
I think she should have just gone, what the hell, or set an alarm or done something.
She's possibly
out.
Feeling embarrassed, right? And doesn't want you to
she doesn't
leave,
want to do
so
the
she
kitchen.
Can sneak out. She doesn't want to
Maybe.
She doesn't meet you at the kitchen table as she comes out in her underwear. Would you have made her a cuppa?
Yes, I'm a nice girl.
So an hour and a half you're waiting.
I've
no
met
action,
a few of them.
And you had to It's like a holding pen, is it? Well, that's all very interesting.
Mm.
So
I didn't know if it was right or not.
Okay.
I was asking you.
I think what we're talking about here is a sleepover. Is your household sleepover in a shared household?
What's the etiquette?
What are the rules? Have you met someone for the first time in the morning at the brekkie table? Wow. All right. I like it. Shall we open this up to the public?
Yeah,
1-333-353. Give us a call.
Take calls after this.
Your new way to drive home.
Housemate sleepover etiquette.
Now, there's a few things that Whitney and I were talking about before Whitney brought this up as well when she was talking about it.
Sure.
When somebody sleeps over and you don't know them and she was worried about leaving the house, I said, what if she uses your expensive shampoo? And she said, exactly, because you do know that girls spend a lot of money on shampoo.
Yes.
Sometimes it's $20, sometimes it's $30, $40 it gets up to, and you just don't want someone you don't know using that. Or what about body wash?
Crikey.
That is just, because
is that a no-go zone? Is that a no-go zone?
I would have thought so.
Lawrence Mooney and he leaves a skid mark on your towel.
Yes.
I mean, who knows? It could be your
Well, that's
What
a
about
deal
your
breaker.
Robe? What about your robe?
Yeah.
Could it pop on the robe?
No! Or? Someone putting your robe on.
All right.
What about the soap? Using the same soap? Is
who uses soap?
I use soap.
What do you mean?
What about having a wee in the shower? Is that crossing a line?
I think
this is what we're talking about. They might use your expensive tea, your special herbal tea bags.
Earl Grey or something.
What do you mean?
In the kitchen. They might go, look through your cupboards.
I thought it was in the bathroom.
What if they look through your medicine cabinet? What if they look through your side drawers?
That's standard operating procedure.
Is it?
I've been through yours about 8 times.
Better not. You won't find anything in my door.
Well, you're particularly... I'd love to have seen you in a shared household environment because, as we know, you get very sensitive about people using your toilet. So.
Oh, yeah.
How would that work? What if you saw someone in your shared house go to the bathroom and take way too long? Mm.
Well, I would have a house with 2 toilets. Solve that. Okay, let's see what our callers think. Hello, Brandon.
Yeah, hey, guys, how you going?
Is there etiquette with this or what? Something happened to you or what's going on?
I was on the flip side of it. Mm. I went out to University Hotel and then North Wollongong Hotel and met a bird. I knew she was a bit older than me. And anyway, do what you do. The next morning I wake up, she's already taken off. I'm just getting ready for uni. And I walk out and there's this bloke sitting there eating breakfast at the table.
Yeah.
I sit down opposite him. I go, how you going? He goes, I'm good. Turns out it was her son. And he was 2 or 3 years older than me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Good for her.
Was he happy to see you, Brandon?
You know what? To tell you the truth, it was a bit awkward at first because it's like, how you going? I see where you come from, mate.
Can you pass the Nutri-Grain, please, Brandon?
Yeah,
that is
please
awkward.
Call me Papa.
That's awkward.
He was pretty cool at the end of it.
Good on you, Brandon. Thanks for sharing.
Good man.
Good on you. Steve, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Thanks, guys. How are you?
Good. What happened to you with the sleepover?
Oh, well, I was a bit like the last call. I woke up, after a big night and the girl's done the dash in her own house. So anyway, I think I'm like, geez, I better get out of here. So I got to race out the door, not even thinking I'll see this bloke in her kitchen. So I said, see you later, mate. I'll send her a message later. I think I'll do the nice thing and send her a message. Anyway, a couple of days later, send her the message saying, thanks for having me. Met your housemate. He's a good guy. And she goes, wait, what do you mean? And I said, your housemate, he's a good bloke. And she goes, my housemate's a girl.
Oh, so he's met the other Mate, the other...
Stay on the line, Steve. I wouldn't mind getting an address for this house. sounds like a lot of fun.
Busy household.
So, guys, morning, Sam. Morning, Frank. Yeah. Nice day off to work, eh?
Oh, like you've got nice manners, you bloke, so that sounds good. Thank you, Steve.
I went round to a friend of mine's house who's in a shared house, and there were eight rooms with eight en-suites with eight spas. It had been a brothel.
I was about to say, that sounds...
It had been a brothel in its day, and they said they still, that the annoying part was, and he lived with a couple of quite attractive women, and they would still say, after all that time, there's still the doorbell would ring at like 3 a.m, ding dong.
I bet there is.
No, mate, no. No, we've got rid of the
shame. Good Lord. All right, let's try Tim. Hi, Tim, how you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. I got kicked out of a bungalow because I left my fun buddy behind.
Okay, now you got to explain a bit more. What do you mean by that?
Well, my fun buddy, we used to have a good time every now and then. We weren't in a relationship, but we had some fun. And
this is friends with benefits, is it?
Yeah, friends with benefits.
Yes.
All right.
And the owner of the house showed at my workplace one day and said that that woman is still in a bungalow and that she needed to be removed immediately, and I had a week to move.
Hang on, were you still owning? Were you still staying renting? Renting the bungalow?
I was renting the bungalow.
Privately off someone who owned the house.
Yeah. Wasn't your mum, was it?
No.
Well, come on, all you're doing is having a bit of fun. It's not like you're making a suit out of human skin or anything, Tim.
Amen.
Okay, right, good mate. On you, Tim. Thank you. Hello, Jason.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Yeah, good. What's your sleepover tale?
I had a double sleepover, actually.
Okay, what's that?
I went out on the Friday night and had a good time, went home, got up the next morning, she was gone, got up, met the roommate, and we had some lunch, and then I had a second sleepover that night.
No, with the other roommate?
With the roommate, yeah. With him.
Okay, is this, you're just guiding now, Jason, or just rang up to... It's your real name, is it, Jason?
Humble brag.
Certainly is.
All right, mate. We'll take your word for it. I'd like to have that story confirmed, please.
Let's go to Sherry, please. Hello, Sherry. How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. What happened to you?
When I first met my husband, I went home with him for the night. He got up quite early the next morning and went to work and double locked the screen door in his flat. So I was locked in for the day.
You're kidding.
After a couple of hours, he realised and sent the keys back in a taxi. So I had a taxi driver come up and let me out of the flat.
Well, you ended up together, so.
Absolutely.
Not you and the taxi driver, you and your husband.
No, not the taxi driver.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, we might take some more calls after the song. It's going very well. This is why I prefer a conjugal visit.
Okay.
It just takes all the hassle out of it.
No, you're
right. It's a much easier transaction for all concerned.
All right. 133353, we're talking housemate sleepover etiquette. More calls after this.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We were talking before about etiquette when you have sleepovers with people.
Yeah.
And people have been calling.
It's a minefield.
It is a minefield. Phil, what happened to your partner?
Well, first night she stayed over and she had to get out in the middle of the night to go and have a twinkle, and my dog wouldn't let her out of the bed.
What kind of dog? What breed?
A blue heeler.
Yeah.
Oh.
Very loyal. Yeah.
Very loyal, yes. Just started growling at her each time she put her foot on the ground.
So what did she do in the end?
she tried to wake me up, which was a bit of work. But,
she's effectively under house arrest.
Yeah.
She can't leave. There's a guard dog guarding your bedroom door, not allowing hotties to leave.
Bed arrest, not laid out of the bed.
Did you? And you ended up together?
Yeah, been married for 20 years.
And what happened to the
that's
dog?
That's a good dog.
Yes. No, he survived for another 4 or 5 years. Before she passed away.
He learned to love her.
All right, his work here was done. Good call, Phil. Well, give him a prize, Dave.
I tell you what, Phil, I got these Kiss tickets left over. Would you like to go see Kiss?
Yeah.
It's their End of the Road World Tour around Australia next November. Tickets on sale Monday, November 12 through Ticketek. Congratulations.
All right, well, we'll take another caller. We've got Darren on the line. This one fascinates me. Hello, Darren.
How are you?
Yeah, good. Well, tell us a story about etiquette for you.
Yeah, well, I used to share a house with my brother.
Yep.
And he's a bit of a ladies' man, and every time he took a girl home, he used to use my bed.
Why?
That's funny.
To, to keep his sheets clean.
Oh!
That wow. is terrible behaviour from your brother. Yeah. And would he tell you, or would you just come home and go, hang on a second?
Just find out.
Well, I'm glad that at least he had the etiquette to use clean sheets. I think that's very important. Yeah. Girls like that.
Yeah,
I was thinking of the girls.
Wow, thanks, Darren, for that. I'm conflicted on that one.
Okay.
All right, very good indeed.
Now, it's been it's HSC and VCE time in Australia at the moment.
Good luck, kids. Don't forget, schoolies week just around the corner. That's the good news.
Keep your eye on the prize as you're getting there. English was yesterday in Victoria. But something very unusual happened with the English exam and one component of it. Well, there was a question involving a cafe called the Karma Cafe, and it was basically the question was about a fictional customer who complained about a fictional cafe.
Right.
The customer was unhappy about a tablet-wielding employee with a man bun and complained that the coffee was awful.
Well, that's all fair.
Except there's a real cafe called the Karma Cafe. And as soon as the exam finished, the VCE students in Victoria sat the exam, 43,000 of them, hit the website to give their own review and slammed it in the same way that it had been done.
So the unsuspecting folk down at the Karma Cafe idea. Yeah. The phone's ringing
today. They didn't. They start looking at Google reviews and TripAdvisor and all of a sudden people are saying, you're responsible for my ATAR score and the service here is terrible, the coffee's awful, and the owner, by amazing coincidence, her last name is also Jenkins. The same name was Jonty Jenkins, who was in the store. Now, if someone doesn't know, is somebody at the Board of Education having a big laugh?
Someone's had a bad meal. Yeah.
And they've named it. But rightly so, she's furious and says they're just a small business and reviews mean a lot. So the Victorian Curriculum and Assessment Authority has apologised to the cafe and said it was, you know, a remarkable coincidence, of course, and they offered their assistance to get these posts removed.
Jeez.
Do you know what I love, though? The kids, you're already pent up. You're already in a really pissy mood because you've just done English.
Sure.
And then you just go, hey. Oh, they were telling your parents what it was about. Yeah, there was a cafe called Karma Cafe. Hey, there is one called that. On they go, on the line. Oh, reviewing.
Someone will burn that down.
Oh, I hope not. No, you know what? Let's turn it round. Let's start bombarding with good reviews. Yeah. Or go along and just have a coffee there.
Don't think that's going to happen.
No, go and support the Karma Cafe. It's in Aberfeld.
Go down, see if you can find an idiot with a man bun working at the Karma Cafe.
Exactly.
And give it to him. Yeah. Both barrels.
Anyway, good luck to everybody who is still doing exams.
Good luck.
You bet.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We were talking before about ScoMo, needing something to be his own signature move, if you like.
Come on.
Because he stole the beer at the cricket.
It's not cool.
On Wednesday night.
It's Hawkey's thing.
It is Hawkey's thing.
It's Hawkey's thing, he always says.
You've been giving some ideas of what he can do.
Our listeners threw in some absolute beauties. We've run everything. You suggested a skirt?
A kilt.
We've had all manner of suggestions. Shearing a ram was one.
I like that one.
Scome over. Love that.
The scome over. That was a good one. Doing a belly whacker.
That's
belly
funny
whackers.
Too.
There's so many good ideas.
Yes. There is. Wasted Youth has just contacted us to say a mankini could be the move. That could be when he does the belly whacker. Oh, was that the
mankini?
Yeah, the mankini.
Or Borat.
The Borat. He could stand over a barbecue with the boob apron on.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's very Australian.
Booby apron. I like that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That'll be good. All right. I like it a lot. Any others? That's it. We're good for the moment.
Well, they're a little smart assy.
Come on,
have
a go.
All right. Andrew Lewis says losing the next election.
Whee.
There you go.
Taken as read. Hey, as we know, it's all things. We're coming up to Melbourne Cup weekend, one of the biggest weekends in Australia, and I think it's one of the great festivals, the Spring Carnival.
Look, they say it's the race that stops the nation. I know it's cliched, but it's not. It's true. It does stop a nation, and everybody can have a
Do you remember the
it.
First time you saw a Melbourne Cup?
Oh, yeah. Do you remember? Oh, I was probably 9, 8. It's always been big in our house.
Unless they played on our public address system at school, so yes. You'd all stop doing your schoolwork and listen to the race.
Yeah, that's right.
That. Yeah. Even your education is on hold.
That's right.
For a horse race.
It was Man on the Moon and the Melbourne Cup.
That's right.
That's what you'd stop for.
Well, it's a fascinating weekend. It's going to be great. And, of course, one of the things they do well is the birdcage at Flemington, which is just a sea of marquees and celebrity types hobnobbing, floating around.
It's like the Willy Wonka golden ticket to
it
get,
is to get
invited
in there.
To one of those places.
Everyone's a little happy about getting in there.
They are.
They've thrown up a few curveballs.
What do you mean?
The birdcage this year.
Yeah.
Well, there's three different marquees I'd like to bring attention to.
Sure.
The Lexus Design Pavilion. Now, Lexus has been bumped up to the Emirates position. It's now the major sponsor.
Oh, so it's the Lexus Melbourne Cup.
It's the Lexus Melbourne Cup, I would imagine.
Sounds good.
And they are serving a Lamington that's covered in ants.
Hang on.
I'm not mucking around.
What do you mean?
You heard it here first. 55,000 black ants were crushed to cover the 1,200 ice cream Lamingtons that will be offered inside the Lexus Pavilion.
I'll talk you through that. Well, ants are pretty good for you. They're full of protein, you know. That's true, yes.
Must get the bug catcher out and go and have a look.
Who's doing this food?
It's a guy called Ben Shuri. Does that ring a bell for you?
It does indeed. I would say one of the most innovative, brilliant chefs in the world.
He's pulling the piss here.
No, he's not.
Is he?
No. Ben's into that. Ben was very early into foraging. And
wouldn't be real ants, though, would it?
Yes, of course they're real ants.
Mate. They're black ants. Why would I make that up?
They taste good. I've had ants. Haven't you? Come on, catch up.
No, I haven't.
And a Lamington.
That's why no one wants to come to my house for dinner. I think I'm going to serve up bugs.
What's wrong with a normal Lamington?
Because Ben's doing something different.
I can do that too. I'll put the picnic blanket down and walk away for 10 minutes. Ta-da! I'm the best chef in Australia. I've got a Lamington covered in ants.
Oh, no. They'll be a bit salty as well, a bit coconutty and salty. It tastes nice.
I like it.
What else have they got?
Mum Champagne. They've got one of only 30 bottles in existence of Mum Grand Cordon Stella. And you know what that is?
No.
It's the only champagne that's been designed to be consumed in zero gravity conditions, a.k.a. space.
Well, how are you going to drink it?
Who's going to space? The team from AbFab?
What
might get
mean?
People to go.
So,
well, it can be opened in zero conditions and drunk, so it just comes out. It
seems a waste on the drunk people at the spring carnival, doesn't it?
Well, there'll be some zero gravity conditions after
sure
race
is.
Five, I'm imagining.
Anything else
According
we can
to
give
Mum,
along?
Listen to this high-tech bottle uses the champagne's gas to expel the liquid into a ring-shaped frame. Do you reckon would they still be able to pop the cork? Or does the cork go really slow?
I reckon you could say anything at that stage when you're onto that.
And one of the other ones, I'm just trying to find the details now.
Mm-hmm.
It's they've got a bed in it, a mattress.
Oh, well, that's trouble.
It's a Vicespring mattress. The Pace tent, the Pace marquee has got a bed. It's a Vicespring Shetland mattress worth $60,000.
What are you talking about? So someone has to lie on a bed, can lie on a bed, take it in turns.
I dare say you could get a game going.
Speaking of wanting to have clean sheets.
That'll be fun.
That will be fun. Now, speaking of Spring Carnival.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Tonight you are on the front bar.
I'm on the front
with
bar.
With Sam Pang.
Yep.
Andy Ma.
Correct.
You'll be dressing up because it's a very special Melbourne Cup edition. It's airing at 8:30 on Channel 7 right across Australia. And you've got some good guests coming
we
on.
We do. We have Damien Oliver. Bruce McAvaney, Francesca Cumani, Tony Santic. I'm really looking forward to speaking to Tony Santic. So big show tonight, 8:30 National. See you there.
Can't wait.
I've got a double pass if you would like to join studio audience with Mick and the crew.
That'd be awesome.
Just gets better. We'll give you an Aunt Lamington.
1-333-53. Give us a call right now if you want to go to the front bar tonight, 8:30 on Channel 7. All right, coming up. Oh, Will Anderson going to join us. This is great. Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And this is an absolute cracker, make no mistake. Laden with some of the finest guests, the likes of which this country has never seen before. We'll be taking calls, we'll be taking tweets, we'll be speaking to the great Matt Preston. How many cookbooks, Jane?
Oh, who cares?
More than you?
I don't know.
Is this going to get competitive?
Yes.
All right. Jeez. Crikey.
He's in my sights, that Matt.
All right. We'll get to the bottom of that. But why don't we start at the very top with this bloke, friend of the show, the young Will Anderson. Yeah. Hello, William.
It's the young Will Anderson. It's me from 20 years ago.
That's right. We're interviewing a very young one today.
I love that you were like also guests that like you've never seen before, and it's me and Matt Preston.
That's right.
Guests that pretty much anyone can get and has got at some stage.
I thought so. No. You're talking yourself down
you
now.
You are indeed.
I would suggest this is the creme de la creme. If you looked at any list of who would you like on your show, you'd be right up there.
The one thing that
I probably couldn't get you, a bit of a showbiz arsehole, but you'd be on the list.
One of the things that I like about the MasterChef thing and is that we started the same time as MasterChef. So every time someone does it's been 10 years of MasterChef, it kind of just reminds me it's been 10 years of us because we don't pay any attention to that at Gruen, but it's nice to have MasterChef as that sort of like, oh, if they're having a birthday, then we're having a birthday.
Well, why not? Did you do a big celebratory 10-year special for Gruen?
No, we forgot.
God, you know what? You're a bunch of boys. Girls like doing
Spring Carnival.
Like
would Gruen, would you ever do, have you done a deep dive into gambling and gambling advertising? I'm sure you would have at some stage.
It is something that comes up a little bit on the show because, well, as you know, like we live in a world now where like nobody else has really got money. So like a lot of the major television networks are being propped up and radio networks and all these sort of things. You know, some of the art you're seeing and enjoying is brought to you by these major betting companies.
Yes.
And essentially...
Hello to everyone at Mona.
Yeah. And essentially, we all know, like, and this is, you know, people's right. You know, that's an adult thing that you're allowed to do, right? But we all know that they win more often than you win, but they've got to sell you the idea that you're going to win more often than they win.
It's community service.
So that's that perfect, you know, hot spot for advertising.
Never seen more happier faces at the races than on their ads. Yeah. I have to say, it's very good. Now, since we saw you last, you've done the Opera House. How did all that go? I was following you on the socials. It looked like a hoot.
Yeah, it was really good fun, actually. It's at that point now, because I've been telling this story about being arrested now for like a year, so it's a long time. It's a long time to be telling it.
And is this a swan song for you, or is it no?
Yeah, well, it's at the time of the year where I have to work out what I'm going to do for next year's festival.
Well, you need another public incident.
Well, I mean, it's Spring Racing Carnival.
I dare you.
There's never been a better time for a public incident.
I can help you out here. Yeah. I've got half a dozen good ideas.
Come on,
Mick's got a couple of his up his sleeve that he never thought he quite pulled off.
Hey, and what about Hawaii? Tell me a highlight. Hawaii, that you went there with Eddie and Luke with a hot breakfast. How was it?
I discovered.
Are you a
Hawaii guy? No, I can't quite see it.
A Hawaiian shirt.
No offense.
What are you saying,
the big fat, saying the big fat guy shirts.
What are you saying?
Well, you're too skinny for the big fat guy shirts.
Well, the big fat guy shirts fit everybody. Like, that's the nature of them, right?
Do you like being on the sand?
Yeah, I don't mind the sand. The sand's good.
Clearly
I
haven't seen the sun for about 6 years. I mean, what...
Is this what I came in? It's a roast. Is this a new format? Did Channel 10 just pick up this show? Is it surprise roast? That's why you've got Matt Preston on as well. This is your pilot episode.
You know,
I understand.
He's a good-looking rooster, that bloke, I reckon. Pop on a cravat and I'll...
Is Matt Preston a Hawaii guy?
He is a Hawaii guy. And mate, big fat guy. I put myself in that category.
I know.
Do you know what? I'm not XL in Hawaii.
No,
I'm like a supermodel over there.
Guy's giving you money on the street.
That's right.
Well, the reason we were probably going, we didn't think it would be your kind of, because it's fairly commercial. It's sort of, you know,
Like Waikiki is like, you know, the Gold Coast essentially, but there's, you drive a little bit out of it and there's, you know, their versions of Byron Bay, you know, all over the place. And there is this one part of Hawaii where essentially two properties go against each other, right? One is owned by Willie Nelson and one is owned by Snoop Dogg. And what I'm looking for is an Airbnb right in the middle. Because that is all I want to do with my life. They would be two fun guys to spend some time with in Hawaii. You know, we just hang around at night, having a good time. I'm braiding their hair. Yeah. It's good times.
I love it. Hang about. We're going to go to a song.
More with Will Anderson after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Will Anderson, our special guest on Kennedy Malloy. By the way, Will Eagle all across Australia. Still some shows coming up next week in Bendigo on the 9th in Pakenham, on the 10th in Melbourne. Townsville, Noosa, check it all out at comedy.com.au.
Very good. Now, were you recently on a plane sitting next to someone who was watching your special on the plane?
Yes.
How did that go for you?
So Qantas are currently showing one of my older specials on the plane. And so I sit down next to this dude and he gets out his iPad and it becomes very apparent because he's got the iPad in the lap too. So there's no real way that you can avoid seeing it, just sitting in your normal seat.
Have you had eye contact before now with him?
No, we've had no eye contact. Right. And I'm a bit,
is he aware that you're there?
No.
No.
Not aware that I am there. And I am not, I'm wearing a hat. I've got a bit of like a couple of week beard on. Like, you know.
You're not your chatty Cathy on a plane.
I'm not wearing the same thing I'm wearing in my comedy special. You know? Fair to say it's a different look that we're sporting, right? It, certainly, if you saw us both and I claimed to be the person in there, you would think, ooh, what happened?
Okay. Gotcha. You painted the picture.
Yeah. So basically, he starts watching my comedy special. And this is, I mean, I've known it's been on the plane for ages, but this is the first time that I've just encountered it.
That must be an amazing thing to have someone watching.
Well, but this is different days, right? You know, in the old days, we used to all watch the same movie on the plane. You know, yes, you had one choice, we all put on the headphones, and we kind of actually did something together.
That's right.
All these strangers on this plane, we were actually still enjoying this thing together. Sure. The worst time, I was flying to Darwin, and a guy had a heart attack on the plane. And I remember distinctly what was playing. It was that Paul Hogan and was it Michael Caton movie where they pretended to be gay for tax reasons.
That's right.
Do you remember that?
I do.
Strange
that,
bedfellows.
Strange bedfellows. Dave came to mind a little bit quick, Dave.
Yes.
It's our anniversary movie. And because we're also together for tax purposes. And it was a pretty kind of on-the-nose movie even at the time. Yeah. Did not hold up that well.
I don't think it shot the lights out at the box office.
And so there was this one guy, though, who was like really, really enjoying it and laughing out loud, and it became really apparent to everybody else that they weren't. And
then was it Paul Hogan?
Yeah. He goes, I live on this plane for tax reasons. No, the guy had a heart attack, but this guy was so into the movie that he just kept watching the movie.
Didn't miss a step.
But these days you don't know. You don't know what someone else is watching. They're in their own worlds. So this guy starts watching my special.
Mm-hmm.
And so suddenly I'm in my head. I'm like, okay, at some stage he's going to realize that I'm sitting next to him. And now how does that go down?
Sure.
And so at the start I'm like, oh, this will be a fun moment, right? Like he's watching my special. Here I am. This is like a fun moment. But then he keeps watching my special, and something becomes very apparent to me.
Yes.
He's not laughing.
He's not laughing at all. This is annoying now.
Not laughed once. And so now it's gone from me going, oh, this is going to be a really nice moment, to I don't want this moment to happen because this is going to be incredibly awkward. Like, can you imagine, right? And, but then he keeps watching. So now in my head I'm having this conversation of like, well, he wouldn't keep watching if he wasn't having a good time. Maybe he's just maybe he's really enjoying it, but he's just not an
out
loud sort of guy. Yeah. He's on a plane at a public place.
So
now I want him to notice me so I can ask him that. I want to just go, excuse me, are you a guy who was...
And how did you do that, Will?
I didn't. We got to the end. He did not notice that I was next to him. And I was like, I can't. I let it pass.
It's a review.
I understand.
I would love to watch you on a plane unless it was going down.
Yeah.
And I love you, but I don't want that to be the last thing I'm watching before
I... Did I hear recently too, you're a bit of a crier on a plane?
Yeah. Well, that's not an uncommon thing.
You're a bit of an arrester.
No, it's not.
Ironically, you cry during my arrest.
So. Do you cry on a plane? Where'd you hear that, Jane?
I heard Will say it on Hot Breakfast recently, and I know there is an actual reason why a physiological reason. Well, I know it's not the 80 bottles of Chardonnay that someone might drink.
Yes. Oh, no. Well, that was part of it.
Yeah. But it's when you're at altitude, everything's a bit more.
You don't want to see a pilot crying. That would not be a very good look.
I just watched Sully, but I didn't get to the end. Does he land it on the river or not?
Where's the break? Oh, mate.
Thank you, Will. We love seeing you.
We do.
And you've got great shows coming up.
Where are they, Dave?
Okay, November 9 next week at Bendigo, the Alumbara Theatre. You've got Pakenham on the Cadinia Cultural Centre on the 10th of November, then at Townsville November 16, and The J at Noosa on November 17.
Welcome back to the real world. Yeah. No more opera houses for a while for you. You get out to Pakenham.
No, I'm happy at the Pakenham Opera House.
I think you are.
This is Kennedy Malloy, your new way to drive home.
The man with the fashion sense of an exuberant toddler.
You can't wear a pink suit. Men don't wear pink suits.
The voice of an angel. Or is it the devil?
100 best recipes. It's my new book that's out right now.
A stomach that can go the distance.
Professionally, I've been out and done 35 courses in an evening, two different restaurants.
And he does seem to be the butt of a lot of jokes on this show.
Mick Coyne on one side, my head, and I look like Caesar.
Or you look like Matt Preston with ivy on your head.
Please welcome Matt Preston.
That's hurtful, Jane.
That's a compliment. I'm putting you on a coin, Matt. It's a compliment.
Well, my heads or tails?
Come on.
I'll be the tails.
Come and
sure.
sit
Hello,
on
Matthew.
My, yeah.
How are you?
Come and sit on my lap.
You're looking, hey,
come on.
Here we go. It's a bit early for that.
Mick, if you wouldn't mind leaving, I just want to be alone with Jane. I've had a crush on Jane since I first met her.
Crikey.
I first met her in a warehouse party back in 1993.
That's
what
true.
What was going on there?
People don't know how far we go back, do
they? Yeah, 1993.
Well, keep it a secret.
I walked in and there was this amazing woman there. I believe I might have actually ripped my t-shirt, ripped my Spencer
that's
off.
Enough. Yeah, that's enough. That's true. Enough.
And that's where it stopped.
Settled
right?
down.
At that point, she walked away and went, "What an idiot!"
No, not an idiot. Look at the author of a billion flipping.
Oh, now don't get into this. It's not a contest, you two. How many have you released? How many of you cookbooks?
Four.
And I bought two of those four.
Well, no, I gave you one for free, and I cooked for you at my house.
It's more than you've done for me, and you owe me one too for a Mick coin.
All right.
Three and three strippers.
Have you not had Mick round for your house?
No.
Yes.
When you're such an amazing cook.
I've not had you round for dinner full stop. Oh, of course I have.
Once to make up the numbers. It was a late cancellation on the day. Hi.
Isn't that bad?
Hi, what are you doing? I'll swing by.
Yeah. And then you realise that everyone's actually dressed up in their fancy dress they hired a month ago.
It was like one of those eyes wide shut parties. To be honest, everyone's in masks.
Yeah, but you know what? You know,
half naked.
You know, Mick.
I wish.
You in a mask. I mean, you know, it's not bad, is it?
Did you say you've seen a naked picture of me? I'm intrigued. I can't get the idea. You sure it wasn't you?
I'm sad.
sure it wasn't one of your headshots?
Terrible moment when I look in the mirror and go, I'm Mick Malloy, and I go, no, just a very big night.
All right.
Would you like me to just take control of this whole segment?
Yeah, sure.
So I'm looking through this book, and this is what I love. Everything.
Are we actually going to talk about the book? We don't have to talk about the book.
Yes, we do.
Oh, yes, we do. Okay. Everything I love because it's very multicultural, Matt.
Yeah.
See, you're appealing to them, everyone. Not only just Aussies, you've got, I've got Spanakopita in my book.
Yours is not quite right.
I've got moussaka in my book.
Do you have vegetarian moussaka?
Who wants to eat vegetarian moussaka?
Oh my. You've just,
it's the only time I'll tolerate eggplant. Hey, can I say this to you?
Yeah.
What crosses my mind when I read this book and I flip through the pictures, I go, I wish you were my roommate, because everything this is right up my alley. Every single dish has got Mick Malloy written all over it.
And that's something. So obviously, we just come back. Me and the boys come back from a fancy dining around the world trip.
Yeah.
And the things that stand out actually for me, you know, there are a few amazing things we tried, but things like a really good ceviche, you know, so fish marinated in lime juice, super fresh, super good, and things like those Japanese, you know, they call them tonkatsu sandwiches, but actually it is white bread, mayonnaise, barbecue sauce, and crumbed schnitzel.
Served on a geisha's bottom.
Lightly warm.
Why does everything have to get back to this?
I'm just trying to add something.
I've got two of you in here now, and it's just testosterone getting me off.
Don't.
Not getting me off.
One, don't get off. Number two, don't lump me in with him. I'm different.
Come on, Matt. You love it. Come on.
I think you'll find
peas in a pod.
We will one day, I'm sure, do a sitcom with it's the two of us as twins.
You totally
like the
will.
Odd couple.
I love it.
In bunk beds.
Yeah.
Night, Matt. Night, Mick.
Yeah. Step brothers.
Matt Preston with us. More after this.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Matt Preston is joining us. By the way, Yummy, Easy, Quick Around the World, new book now available. A very special guest in studio. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Any cookbook with a picture of spring rolls on the back has got me. You had me at hello.
Yeah.
Hey, can I ask, now the spring carnival's on and there's a lot of these marquees and I'll be serving food.
Yep.
And what's the art to this standing and eating and little gimmicky things? What's the key?
You know what? I did the food at the Herald Sun marquee for 3 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the things I learned. Number one, 3:30 onwards is a period called the soak, and your whole food, which is fiddly-diddly fancy at the beginning, suddenly turns into the best things I did during that period, toasted cheese sandwiches.
Oh,
and, baby. And you bring out toasted cheese sandwiches, and you just watch them go, whoom, like
you did that at the polo. I was at the polo, believe it or not. I wasn't lost.
And horses were nervous.
Malloy
and Preston.
I turned up on a Shetland, and they.
But enough about your love life.
But you had some beautiful. I think you had that there, didn't you? The cheese.
Yeah, the difference is at the races, the soak comes and, you know, people are very hungry about 3-4 and you do any new noodles and you do stuff like that, undoubtedly a nice biscuit, and something trad like an Afghan, because I think that's people like that, maybe not, and obviously some ice cream. But at the polo, everyone stops eating at about 1:30. no one eats anymore.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, I'm with you. Don't worry.
It's very strange. I don't know why. I don't know whether.
Why? Tell me.
I've never seen
a bit of sign language from Jane there,
and we've never seen Shane Mumford at the polo.
Hey, sausages. That's it. That's right. That's right. You should cook. That should be your next deal on MasterChef. Is a plate of sausages while everyone stands around going sausages.
I'm going to take another turn in the life of Matt Preston now. You've just been away with the blokes you work with pretty much every day. Yeah. After 10 years of doing MasterChef.
Because we love each other like
I
brothers.
Love that. Tell me where you went that the three of you were hanging together because George got married.
So, yeah.
Tell us a place that the three of you just went, how good is this?
There's a little Spanish place called Disfrutar, very modern, not the most expensive place we went in Spain by a long run. The food is so good. George,
which part of Spain?
In Barcelona. Mm-hmm. They do kind of really light, supercharged, super tasty Mick Molloy tasty food. But in just like light, really light gnocchi or a really good sponge cake, you put it on, it goes good, and you just get for the flavour. So good that I caught George banging his head against the wall in pleasure, which is a good sign. We then flew from there.
Can I just ask, should George be there? Is that violating his parole conditions? Or is he's allowed to leave the country?
He had to get one in.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Next course.
He's a decently married man now. Then because in Europe now, it's super cheap to fly from country to country. Mm. We then flew to Naples just for the night because we worked out we can actually do a night in Naples just eating pizza.
Oh. Because that's the home. Tell everyone how the original pizza should be served from Naples. How is it done?
With beer?
Quickly.
No.
Thin
crust.
Thin in the middle, puffy around the outside, slightly elastic dough, quite light, but with a bit of chew, but the outside is crispy. Most importantly, really sour, sweet, super fresh.
Okay, you got me. I need something to eat. I need something to eat.
We need a Homer Simpson. Yes,
yummy, easy, quick, around the world.
Hey, everyone, here's your Christmas present. Forget everybody else who's putting out a cookbook. Yeah. They've got no idea what they're doing. Matt knows everything there is to know about food. Sure. It's a great book. And also easy recipes, aren't they, Matt?
Nothing that a 12-year-old or Mick Molloy couldn't cook.
That's saying a lot.
This is Kennedy Molloy.
All thanks to Barbecues Galore. It's the home of low and slow barbecue.
Did you see Matt Preston eyeing off our barbecue from Barbecues
Galore? Of course
I
did. Yeah. And he's got plenty of recipes that involve putting a slab of meat on a barbie and cooking it low and slow.
He's got one in his bedroom. He has something to eat. First, he pops out of bed. He knocks something up. Yeah, he does.
I'm not sure his wife would be really into having that in the bedroom.
That's what he does. He loves it. He could cook everything. You know what? Why doesn't he do a cookbook based around barbecuing? Everything is barbecued. Everything's barbecued on a barbecue from Barbecues
Galore. Look, here's one. Char grilled prawns with XO butter.
You can't do them low and slow.
Yes, you can.
Can you? What's slow for a prawn? 2.5 minutes.
It could be. You're right.
I saw him eyeing it off. He was ogling it. He was mentally undressing it. And that's the way he rolls. And that guy has a good eye for beautiful food. And he knows where it comes from.
He does.
And it comes from all the barbecues down there at Barbecues Galore.
And he could probably run a masterclass himself on how to cook low and slow. You know, you've got to get along to one of those at Barbecues Galore. If you really want to impress everyone.
I've done it. I'm a grasshopper now. I could offer Yoda style advice. About barbecuing, having done the master.
You're like the Mr. Miyagi of barbecues.
You've got no idea how much. Girls love that.
Turn the sausage now, Dave.
Girls love men who can cook. Well, I keep saying it.
Well, that's why I get Uber Eats and pretend single. I cooked it.
All right. Thanks to Barbecues Galore.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
You're going to hit the skates in a minute, Mick. You've got the front bar. Special tonight too. Melbourne Cup.
Melbourne Cup, 8:30 nationally. It's going to be fantastic.
On Channel 7.
On Channel 7. Yes. Have a look. I think we're wearing suits.
That I'll be impressed by. Are you sure?
Yes, I think I'm wearing the one I normally wear to the Adelaide Supreme Court.
But you won't have an accompanying newspaper with you.
No, I won't have a newspaper and I won't have my jacket pulled over my head. It's going to be great fun. We've got some great footage. There'll be some good. Can you sit at home, maybe have a champers and dress up?
Don't worry.
Maybe people should have like a Melbourne Cup party.
Yeah.
All the girls dress up and become available about half an hour in.
You need some bubbles and get a bit loose.
That's all right. What's your favourite food at the?
Oh, when I'm out, I do love a chicken sandwich. I have to say, there's nothing. Do you know it was National?
Is that a good all-rounder, isn't it?
It is. Sandwich. It was National Chicken Sandwich Day yesterday. I'm not kidding. There's a serious day. They have National Chicken Sandwich, and there's a special way you make a chicken sandwich, and that is competitive.
Well, you know who I'd like to catch up with over. A chicken sandwich, don't you?
Lucy Steggles.
Lucy Steggles. maybe
see how
me
perfect this is.
And Lucy, more sandwich, Lucy. As we get it together,
a little more mayo
and seal the deal.
Oh my god!
Wow. Hey, all right. Oh, we feed each other. You know, like
yeah, no, that I don't want to witness that.
All right, it's going to be fun. Front bar tonight. What are you up to? What's your?
I'll be watching the front bar. I'll be at home. I've got a lot of spaghetti bolognese. I've got bolognese sauce I made for last night, but everyone ate so many lollies at Halloween. They said, "Oh, Mama, well, we don't possibly want dinner." I went, "That's all right."
Bowl full of lollies. I think that's in Matt Preston's cooking. All right, guys.
Hey, big show tomorrow, too, being a Friday and all. Russell Howcroft is going to swing by.
Awesome. That's great.
Paul Kalesia as well. Funny man. We'll see you then. Grab the podcast from today's show, available at kennedymalloy.com.au.
Now that your Kennedy Malloy catch-up is done, time to hit up the low and slow zone at barbecuesgalore.com.au for videos, tips and recipes to make your ribs, brisket or lamb delicious.